Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining Carrie Aller and Friends Coffee Chat. This is Carrie, and I have the sexiest man alive with me today, my husband, Matthew. Hey, Maddie.
Hello.
So tell him what you just said to me, like right before I pushed like record on this.
I said we haven't talked since New Year's, right before 2019. So 2018, like December 31st or 30th when we talked last.
Okay, so obviously, that's not when the last time we talked. Like, you're my husband and I talk to you every day.
That's about the last time we talked.
No, it's not. You're so full of crap. No, it's not. But that is the last time you were on this podcast for whatever reason.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like we should just catch everyone up and just talk about a bunch of random stuff because, let's be honest, like, since 2018... a lot has happened, right?
A little bit.
What do you mean a little bit, babe? You're sitting here with a grin on your face. You know good and well. I mean, 2020, let's just say that is like a sci-fi film. Like, I mean, you put, you know, the craziest directors that you can think of, and it's like they all got together and had a powwow, and that's what happened for 2020. Oh, gosh. Okay, so, Maddie. What do you think of 2020 so far?
It's been different.
How so? How so?
Gotta wear a mask everywhere I go now.
Yeah. What do you think of the masks? You like them?
I hate them.
Yeah, I know. I don't like them. But we're not going to get into politics because that's not what this podcast is about. We're going to do uplifting stuff. But this year has been absolutely crazy. I think some good things have happened, you know, out of this year too. Like whenever we first were all in quarantine, I think like I haven't ridden a bike since we were at our first house together.
That's been a couple years.
Yeah, been a few years. And we played more board games with the kids than usual.
Yes.
And played lots of Monopoly / Life / Clue / what else did we play?
Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah. On the Super on the Smash Bros.
Wii, whatever that's called.
Wii. Switch. The Wii U or Switch or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I can't keep up with all of it.
Yeah, that's what it was on.
Yeah. So, did that. And, yeah.
Now we're remodeling our living room.
Oh, yeah. We're doing, like, since, you know, 2020 is crazy. So, I'm like, why not just remodel things and paint things and move things and all kinds of things?
Yeah.
And Matt loves it.
Yeah. It's a lot of work for me.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what I miss? I miss the movie theaters.
I don't.
Like, I know you don't because you don't want to pay for the popcorn and the icy.
It's like $100 to take a family to a movie.
But, babe, like, seriously.
But, babe, how much money did we save?
No, but seriously, though, like, the icy is the best icy. I don't know what it is, but movie theaters have the best icy.
Eat ices.
Okay, well, I do, so it benefits me. And then the popcorn. I mean, don't get me started on the popcorn. I've tried to make popcorn like the movie theater, and I just can't.
It's just popcorn.
No,
grease.
It's not. No, babe. It's
just
like
oil and salt.
No, I'm really convinced that they get the butter. Like, they order it from, like, heaven.com, and, like, God just, like, meep, meep, meep.
It's like, not even it's butter.
I don't care. I don't know what it is, but it's like crack for your soul. It's really good. Love it. Ugh. So good. You love the popcorn.
I like the popcorn.
Here's the deal. We share a popcorn, and then like somehow I don't get any popcorn. No, I'm just joking. That's
you get
true.
Popcorn.
No, I get popcorn, but you get like the first half of the popcorn, and I get like the bottom half of the popcorn.
Because you don't want to hold it.
Exactly. I don't want to hold it because I'm too busy, like, drinking my icy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, another fun thing that we're doing this year is homeschooling.
Yeah. How's that going?
You know what? I'm really thankful. Like, I count it as a privilege that I'm able to stay home with the kids, and I'm thankful that I get to do that. But it has been rough. I mean, it's had its good days, but there's some hard days when the kids, like, don't want to do school. They are frustrated with me because I have no idea what's going on. Because let's be honest, like, I stopped liking math in elementary school. And after that, I was like, no, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, so I get FaceTime calls all throughout the day while I'm at work.
Yes.
With my daughter pointing the camera at the computer screen, asking me questions, shaking it, and I can't read it fast enough to let her know. So that's my day.
And right now you're, you know, working with your dad, and that's such a blessing that, you know, you get to take the kids every once in a while with you to work.
Yeah. Yeah. And my work hasn't, luckily my work hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
So we've been really busy this summer with work. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Extra busy with everybody home and either working from home or not working, but they're at home. So they want their air conditioners fixed. So we've been busy working on those all summer long.
Yep. So that's what you do. You work on the heat and air stuff. And I don't know how you do it. Like, you go up in those hot attics and ugh. And then the other day, you were, like, covered in ticks.
Yes.
I mean, how many ticks did you pull off of you?
I killed probably 50 while I was there, and then probably another 40 or 50 in my clothes, and then probably 30 got through my clothes.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely crazy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he called me. He was like, babe, I'm going to be, like, coming in the garage. You know, get the tweezers. I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't like bugs. I really don't like bugs. I'm going to ask the Lord, like, God, I know you made them for a reason, but why were they so, you know, I don't like bugs. Freaks me out.
Yeah. I don't know God's reasoning for ticks.
I really don't either.
That or it was just punishment.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look this up, though.
I don't think it's going to have an answer in anywhere. I don't think Google's going to have an answer for why did God make ticks.
Well, no, but I want to know the reasoning. Like, what is good about them? I actually have my computer open, so we'll just take a gander, shall we, of what ticks do. What are the benefits of ticks? I'm looking it up right now. If you know what it is, you're smarter than I am, because I just do not know the answer to this. So, benefits of ticks. Typing it out. Here we go. Okay. These tiny pests aren't without purpose. However, they benefit the moist, dark ecosystems in which they live by serving as a food source for many reptiles, birds, and amphibians. They also help control wild animal populations.
By giving them diseases?
I don't know, but I mean, okay, the Lord has a reason for everything, right? I mean, he does. So
basically, they're just food.
They're a food source.
Or we could
but just they get on us and they act like we're their food source.
It's a perpetual cycle.
I don't like
it,
though.
And then we eat the foods that eat them eventually. So
yeah.
We kind of get it back eventually.
Yeah, that's true. Very weird. I don't know. It makes my brain hurt if I think about it too hard. But, you know. What else you got for me, baby?
I don't know. What do you got for me? I don't got much.
Let's see.
We'll see. Basically, we'll say January 1st, 2019.
Okay, no. I think a lot has changed, actually. My husband has lost, get this, you guys, he's lost 170 pounds.
I've had that done since last time I was on here.
No, you weren't quite there yet, though.
Yes, I was.
Were you?
Yes.
Well, aren't you Mr. Smarty Pantalones?
I did lose 2 teeth.
Oh, let's talk about that. Okay, so last year, I think it started in May, is when
My whole disaster started in March.
No.
Your disaster started
no,
in
no,
May.
No, but yes, we have to play through the whole situation,
well,
babe.
The whole situation will start in March then and go back there for me then. And we go.
Okay, what happened in March?
I separated my AC joint in my right shoulder.
Okay, yeah, so you
so
did
my
that.
My shoulder was completely just hanging there with nothing.
Okay.
To support it.
Right. Okay.
It's just an arm.
Yeah. And then it like hung weird.
Yeah. It looked really weird.
Yeah. Okay. So that happened. And then April, did anything happen in April? I can't think.
No.
I think April was like a little breather. So like March was just like a little tease of what was about to unfold, I think, for us. Then May hit. May was absolutely insane. Had 3 of my best friends, life-threatening situations. One of them, she's allergic to nuts, and she had I guess she went to Costco and she sampled something and didn't realize there were nuts in it. She went into anaphylaxis and she had to go to the hospital. I don't know. That's how you
pronounce it. She went into what? I just want to hear you say it again.
Anaphylaxis. How do you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Oh, why are you
I just wanted to hear you say that word again.
Why are you trying to correct me?
I didn't correct you. I just wanted to hear you say the word again.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know if that's how you say it, but someone smart, you know, understands what I'm saying, hopefully. Anyway, so she basically her breathing supply, I can't think, her, what is it called? Airway was closing. So she like basically was suffocating and her boys had to drive her to the hospital. She almost died. Then I had another friend. She went outside and she was on her deck. And then she like somehow stepped down and this huge piece of wood like went in her foot. She has diabetes and somehow like it really got lodged. Like she still has little splinters coming out of her foot even now. But the doctor said like it got infected to a point where she could have lost her foot or lost her life. Like it was a really serious situation. Then I had another friend who had different health stuff where she had to have emergency surgery. It was a really intense situation. So I had three of my like best friends have life-threatening situations. Then I had another friend who her husband was, she thought was having a stroke and she called me. And then the tornado siren was going off. Matt and Hallie were at jiu-jitsu or something. And so I was alone with my son, Abram. We're here. And I look in my backyard and there's literally a funnel cloud thing forming in our backyard. The tornado siren's going off. My friend called me. She's freaking out. Her husband, she thinks, had a stroke. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I got to get off the phone. There's like a tornado forming in my backyard. And so anyway, it was just like one thing after another thing after another thing. There were several other things too that happened. But anyway, and so I was telling Matt on his way home, I was like, babe, I'm just completely worn. Like all my best friends, there's stuff going on. And so Matt was trying to be funny and he was like, oh, it's a bad time to be your best friend right now, isn't it? And I was like, oh my gosh, shut up. So anyway, so then him and Hallie got home. My daughter, you guys, I mean, our daughter, she jokes all the time, doesn't she?
Yes.
She's like the little boy that cries wolf. Like, she'll tell you something, and you believe it, and then it's not true. And so we've had to tell her several times about the story about the little boy that cried wolf because, you know, if something actually happens, we won't believe her. So anyway, when they come home, Hallie comes in the house, and she's like, Mom, Dad lost his two front teeth. And I was like, oh, Hallie, stop. She's like, no, seriously, go look outside. So I go outside and I said, babe, and Matt opens his mouth and you guys, his two front teeth were cut in half and it was crazy. Right then and there, I got so mad in the front yard. I was praying and I was just really upset. But what'd you do, babe? How'd you lose your teeth? Tell everyone.
I was taking the trash can to the curb.
And you were like, man, I wish it was like some cool, like in jiu-jitsu or something. Yeah. No, you know. Somebody
punched them out or something. No. I was taking the trash cans out and they filled full of water with the rain.
Yeah.
So then my foot slipped and me and the trash can met in the middle and.
Oh, babe.
Smack. And they were gone.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's not funny at all, but it kind of is.
Then tell them what you did after that.
What'd I do?
You tried getting the camera footage from the front door to try to see it.
Yes,
so you could
I
rewatch
did.
It over, oh, and, over
yeah,
and over.
Yeah, I certainly
again.
Did. Yeah, I totally, because we have a camera on our garage. So, but what was mad, like it made me so mad because you were actually out of the camera. It didn't show you getting your teeth knocked out.
So you're mad about that?
Yeah, because I kind of wanted to see it happen. I mean, not that I wanted to see it happen, but I wanted to see it happen. Oh, yeah. So that was exciting. Oh, then since we've talked last, we have two new babies in our house.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Bowden and Zeus.
Yep. So we got two German Shepherd puppies. They're brothers. And they're crazy. Absolutely crazy. But we love them.
Yep.
I've never had like a big dog in the house. I mean, we had Sailor, but we adopted Sailor. He was a Border Collie mix, but he stayed outside.
He wasn't considered big.
Yeah, he was kind of medium.
Yeah.
So, but these boys are big boys. They're crazy. They think they weigh the same size as our little 6-pound puppy Muffin, but they don't.
Nope.
How much do you think Zeus weighs now?
He's probably around 90-ish, 95 maybe.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
Yep.
What about Bowden?
He's about the same.
You think
he's,
so?
He's a little taller.
Okay.
He's not as big, but he's taller.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so they're pretty crazy. But yeah, so we got two new puppies. And that was kind of the kids' birthday present last year, or birthday, Christmas present last year. What else is new, babe?
I don't know. Lots of things.
I know, lots of things. I mean, what are your thoughts on just the amount of hate people have right now just towards a lot of things? We're not going to get into politics of it, but just what are your thoughts on just the hateful remarks back and forth between everybody?
I don't know why we can't just talk it out instead of just...
Right.
I don't know. It's the way it's been forever, I guess.
I guess so.
Nobody's ever going to solve it the right way.
Right.
We can't agree to disagree. We're all going to just try to say our points no matter what and hope the other person changes their mind, but
right.
they won't.
Right.
And so...
Yeah.
I guess that's how it's going to be.
I know. Makes me sad.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Makes me sad. But a cool thing I've loved to watch personally is the revival that's going on right now in our world. just the way you look holding that. Okay, so pause for a second because I'm going to get back on track, guys, I swear, but I'm looking at my husband right now, like, as I was talking, all of a sudden, he's sitting here, and he's holding the microphone stand, and it's just really funny how he's holding it. It looks like a little baby in your hands. What are you doing? You're silly. Like, you don't let people know that you're goofy, but you really are pretty goofy. You do a lot of goofy things. It's just on the down low. Whereas I'm more outspoken about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so back to my point is I love the revival going on in our world right now with... He just knocked over the microphone. I cannot handle you. Can you please just hold the microphone like a normal person right now? Because what you're doing is very distracting. Babe. Oh my gosh. Matthew Corey.
Carrie Lynn.
Okay. Anyway, okay, I'm just not going to look at you when we're doing this interview because you are distracting me. Okay, for the third time, guys, here I go with my point. Ready? The revival that's happening, just seeing people protesting of being able to worship is pretty amazing to see different brothers and sisters in Christ stand up for what they believe, stand up for their faith. And I think that's pretty amazing.
Yep.
Yep. I think we kind of have gotten in this rut in America because we have had such freedom to go to church or to worship that we forgot until I feel like COVID hit, we forgot how valuable it really is. I think on a lot of different things we took for granted, and COVID kind of made us slow down and have kind of that awakening moment, I guess you could say, of, wow, I need to not take those things for granted. And I remember one time we were watching church online because we couldn't go to church. And I remember sitting in our living room and, you know, we were watching the TV screen together, all of us as a family. And I just started crying because it broke my heart that we couldn't be together as the church. Why are you scratching the microphone with your whiskers?
Or why am I scratching the whiskers with my microphone? Just go record her.
Anyway, I don't know where we were. I got so distracted with
worshiping in person. You were crying in the living room.
Okay. So I don't know where I was, but here we go. So just taking, I think the awakening that we all have right now, I think with COVID, is to not take things for granted like we were. And when the church is having to force its doors shut and the church goes outside the walls of the church and is being the church and having these big revivals and people getting baptized and people hearing about the love of Jesus, I think that's really an amazing thing. And it's definitely not anything like what I would have thought or anything like that. But God, I guess it shows you that God can use no matter like what circumstances you're in, it can be used for his good.
Yes.
Flip the table. Why don't you interview me on whatever you want? Go for it. I'm an open book, baby.
Okay, what have you been up to this last year? What have you done? Okay, we know you've started homeschooling.
Homeschooling.
You're teaching.
Yeah.
What else have you done?
Well, wrote another book or two or three.
Or four or five or six. Or four or five. Anymore.
Who knows?
I think you had one come out right before or right in the middle of COVID it came out.
Yeah. I had my newest one, Shifting Our Perspective and Expectations. That came out, I think, this summer.
What's the name of it?
It's like, I'm getting distracted by Hallie singing, our daughter singing in her room.
You name your own book?
I really can't think of it right now. Hold on.
God's Plans, Our Plans?
Yeah.
Or you're writing another book now we don't even know about?
No, I am writing another book, but...
Is that one called Shifting Our Perspective to What God Wants Us to Do?
No.
Oh, okay. That's the other book you wrote? You just haven't finished yet?
No, shush.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
You want me to flip the script?
I'll flip the script. Flip, okay. Flip.
Flippity flop flop. Okay, hold on. I'm
Dinkum
looking
flicker.
Up. I'm looking up. Book is called. Okay, Our Plans, God's Plans, Shifting Our Perspective and Expectations. That's basically what I said.
But you forgot the whole Our Plans, God's Plans.
Okay,
part.
I apologize, everyone that is listening.
Okay, so we'll read to this. What's the name of your book you just released?
I'm going to keep it the way it was because I think it's funny. But yes, my new book is called Our Plans, God's Plans, Shifting Our Perspective and Expectations. And you can buy it on Amazon or where books are sold.
Our daughter is singing so loud in her room right now. And we can just hear her over everything.
Yes.
It's kind of distracting.
It is. That's why I couldn't think straight.
But you can order the book through you, correct?
Yeah, you can.
That's how you get an autograph copy, right?
Oh, yeah, that is. That's how you get an autograph copy.
I'll sign it for you.
If you want Matt to sign it, he'll sign it.
I mean, it'll look like gibberish, but...
It's fine. Matt totally could have been a doctor because that's... I mean, no offense to doctors out there, but sometimes the signatures, though...
I write in Latin.
Do you really? Or yeah, are you just being weird?
I'm just being weird.
Okay.
But they can read it.
Yeah. But yeah, so wrote a book... homeschooling, started being a youth pastor again.
Where at?
At Rural Church. And doing that, felt the Lord leading us back there, which, you know, it's so funny when you think you know what's going to happen. Like, I didn't think I was going to be a youth pastor again, but yet here I am. And so, yeah. I guess just don't try to tell God what he's going to do, because he ain't going to do what you say he's going to do.
Yeah.
He's going to do his thing. And his way is better anyway, so.
You done anything else fun and exciting?
Fun and exciting.
So our vacation plans got, like, moved back because of coronavirus, so we didn't really do any of those.
I know. What we chose to do this year, we were going to go try to drive out to do like a road trip with the family and just kind of do it that way just because road trips are fun and get to see more. But we wanted to go make a pit stop by Dynasty stuff and also wanted to go maybe possibly through Nashville, St. Louis areas.
That's what Carrie wanted to do. what I want to do is like visit all these college football stadiums.
Oh my gosh.
Trip through, go to some places and visit some of their stadiums. I had it all planned out what we could do in so many hours.
Oh my gosh.
Go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, all this stuff in the process. And she said, there's not enough time. I said, oh, there's enough time.
Okay. But, baby, so here's what we're going to do. Like, that'll be something that you and I can do together when the kids graduate. We will take like a little national tour and go do that.
Yeah. It'll happen before then.
Anyways. Okay, well, if we do that, like, I'll do that with you, but we got to compromise and, like, you know, have like a couple days in there where we shop and do fun things like that.
We've been compromising for 15 years then.
You know what, Matthew? We sure have. And I've been feeling it too. It's not just you, Holmes.
We've gone shopping and all this stuff a lot.
Oh, baby. We've done, let's go out and let's look at these guns and let's go out and do all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Done all that.
Barely.
No, that's false. It's been a lot too. But we love each other and we do that for each other, right, babe?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I got 2 tattoos.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that was on my bucket list and I got it done. Maddie didn't think I would do it, but I did, baby.
Yeah. We had our 15-year anniversary.
We did. Been married 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Been the best 15 years of my life. You agree?
I agree.
You better say
it's
you
been
agree.
The best 15 years of your life.
Oh. You're such a nerd. Yeah, been the best 15 years of your life too, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what else you got for me?
We got a new bedspread.
Oh my gosh, we did get a new bedspread. I wanted to go to Target. I like had these dreams about this Magnolia comforter and I just love it. It's pretty though, right?
Yes, we got a comforter, a top blanket for on top of the comforter.
Yeah.
Like 37 pillows.
No, there's not 37. There's only like 6 or 7 of them.
Or 36.
But babe, listen, you have to have the pillows to accent the bed.
Well, we had the old pillows to match our old comforter. We could have just kept.
No, but we needed some freshness up in her, okay?
Okay.
You know what it makes me think of, though, when you talk about the pillows is the Along Came Polly movie where yeah. It talks about the pillows.
How much time they waste in their life just putting on throw pillows?
Yeah, but
I don't waste any time in my life other than taking them off.
I know.
Because I don't put a single pillow on the
no,
bed.
No, you sure don't, but that's okay. I love you.
I think making the bed is a waste of time.
No, it's really not because I'll tell you why. When I make the bed, when I actually make our bed, I get more done that day.
When I make the bed, nothing happens because it ain't happening. So.
Yeah, that's all right.
Because to me, it's easier to get in the bed that you left messy than it is to get
no.
In this. No, because it takes 25 minutes while you're in there doing other stuff while I'm taking all the stuff off the bed.
But when you climb into a bed that's been made and it just feels fresh, like you just get to like climb in and it feels cozy as opposed to like, because when you get out of the bed, the sheets and stuff are all jacked up and then I have to try to figure it out like every night that we don't make our bed, which is more often than making the bed, to be honest with you guys, but I'm trying to do better. I'm going to flip the table again. So, Maddie, what has God been showing you this year?
Patience.
Patience. Yeah, how's that going for you?
Miserable.
Yeah.
I hate waiting.
Yeah, it sucks, huh?
Yeah, it feels like the longest time ever. And then all this stuff happens, and then it's like, slows everything else down
right
in life. And then, so
waiting does suck, I will say. I mean, let's be honest, some of us have been waiting longer than others, and it does suck.
Yeah, I've been waiting like 6 months, and it's still yeah. yours has been like 6 years or longer.
Yeah, when I was 22, God gave me that vision.
So that's like 40 years ago, then, because you're old.
So, no, I was 22 and I got the vision, so now yeah. I'm 34, so what is that?
12 years.
12 years. waiting 12 years.
12 years.
That's okay. Hey, listen. You look at people in the Bible, like, there are some that had to wait a long time. So I'm not going to complain about 12 years.
12 years is kind of a long time.
It is a long time, but when God tells you something, you just got to keep it going. Keep it moving.
Like 1/6 or 1/7 of your life.
I know, and it's hard. And you've been waiting 6 months, and you're and you're complaining about it.
I hate waiting 6 minutes for something, let alone 6 months.
Does it give you, through this process of waiting, though, does it give you kind of like a new appreciation for how I've been waiting for 12 years?
No, because I hate it. And there's nothing I can do about it, so it's just miserable.
But does it give you...
make it happen.
Okay, let me just say it this way. Do you understand more of what...
I understand and appreciate what you've been going through.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I did before this, but I just hate waiting. No, I just really hate waiting. It's for the birds.
It's hard.
Yep.
So what advice would you give someone right now that is waiting on an answer on something?
I don't know. My advice is probably terrible right now. Just pray about it and just hope you get that patience.
Yeah.
Which has not happened for me yet.
Yeah. But, you know, some people say don't pray for patience, but, and I actually, you know, I've said that before, but why not pray for patience? Because if it makes us more like Jesus, I want to be more like Jesus.
I'm far from that.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, all of us are far from Jesus, but I want to try to be like him, you know?
Yep.
So, anyway, but this has been fun, baby. And we have, just to clarify, everybody, we have been talking since the last time Matt's been on here. Just not on this. Because I've asked you several times. I said, I want you to be a guest on my show. And then we were going to do it. And then we just somehow didn't get to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Something always came up or something.
I know. Craziness. But tonight I was like,
you shouldn't talk to my manager, I guess.
Huh?
You didn't talk to my manager, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not.
You didn't book it.
I didn't book you.
You didn't schedule the appointment.
Because you're so...
You didn't talk to my
Hollywood
people.
Popular.
You have your people call my people.
Okay.
We'll get it taken care of.
What was something funny that happened? Oh, before we like wrap it up. Oh, the other night he fell asleep, guys, and I was going to get up and say goodnight to the kids and tuck them in and stuff. And Matt grabbed the remote. He was laying on his back, had the remote. And I was like, babe, can I have the remote? And you're like, oh, I was dreaming we were at Walmart or whatever it was. Target. Do you not remember that?
No. Tell me about it. I haven't even heard the story yet.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I got up to go let the kids, you know, I told him good night and all that, and I was going to let the dogs out. Well, I go in there. You fall asleep on your back. I thought you were going to pause the TV. You fall asleep on your back, and then I come in and try to grab the remote, and, like, you wake up, and you're like, I had a dream we were at Walmart or Target or whatever it was. I forgot what you said, but... And you're like, huh. Then you went back to sleep. Baby, you've had some, like, interesting things, like, when you go to sleep... You do weird things, like you say goofy things.
Yeah.
Like when we first got married, what'd you say? Remember?
Why you wearing a big black dress?
Yeah. He goes, no, here's what homeboy did. Homeboy, I was laying in bed. Okay. Newlyweds, young, you know. I mean, I literally went from my parents' house to being married. So, I mean, didn't know anything from Adam. But anyway, laying there in bed with my new husband, and all of a sudden I heard him go, 32-41. And he, like, sat up and said it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And then I said, babe, what's going on? And he's like, why are you wearing that big black dress? And I said, I'm not wearing a black dress. I'm wearing a black nightgown. And he said, I know what you're wearing. And then he went back to sleep. I think that was, like, the first time you sleep talked in front of me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And 3240 was our address.
Yeah, it was our address.
Unfortunately, it was not a football score. I don't know what I was dreaming of. Our house, I guess.
I have no idea. You were like, I feel like you were dreaming of Florida State. Like you were there to cheer them on or something.
No, I was dreaming of our address, I guess, or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't remember my dreams. So
yeah. It's okay.
I guess I just tell them to you in my sleep.
Yeah. But I've talked in my sleep too, I think. Haven't I?
Yeah, you've done a few things.
Yeah.
Not nearly as extreme.
Yeah.
You woke up one night punching me and hitting me. I remember that.
I don't remember that.
You freaked out over something. Oh. And I like hold you down because you were like.
Oh, I had a bad dream. That's what it was.
Away and
Yeah.
You were like killing somebody with your arms or something.
No, I wasn't.
Crazy. Like.
Maybe I was having a dream like I was in jujitsu like you are or something.
Maybe you were defending yourself or something. I don't know what was going on because you were flailing away like crazy. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like getting woken up by a punch or by a blood-curdling scream. We've done that before, too.
No, that was because I woke up. I went to the restroom, came back in our room, and I thought I heard a noise right by my ear. And my eyes, I tried to keep my eyes closed as I could because I didn't want to, like, wake up. And so I heard a noise, and then I screamed really loud because I thought somebody was, like, right by my ear.
And there's another time I went to the bathroom and I told you I was in there so I wouldn't scare you. And then you still jumped out of your skin.
Yeah.
Because it was dark and I guess I was hiding in the corner of the bathroom.
I don't know.
Like, I was like, and you just screamed.
And every morning when Matt goes to the gym, he gives me a kiss and a hug. And he's like, okay, baby, I'm leaving. Well, like there's been a couple times where I guess I was in a deep sleep and you would say that and then I would get my feelings hurt because I thought you didn't give me a hug, but you said you did.
I'd get back home like, why'd you hug me? I said, I did. No, you didn't.
I don't know why those things happen, though. I don't know if it's something you eat or like what you watch on TV before bed or whatever. I don't know what makes you like.
In your case, it's probably what you watch.
Maybe. Don't talk about what I watch.
Now they're like, what does she watch?
Okay. Guys, I don't know why, but I've been watching Twilight like a lot. Twilight, Parks and Rec, and what else have we been watching? We watched The Rookie.
But there's no movie you watch like over and over again. Like every movie you watch is like you'll watch it like 30, 40 nights in a row. And like 3 or 4 times during the day.
No, I don't.
Yes. Like
no, I
Falling
don't.
In Love.
Okay, I love that movie.
Chasing Liberty.
Yeah, I love that one too.
How many times do you watch those a day? Like,
I don't watch them. Like, you act like I watch movies all day
long. But it's
long,
not like you watch. I'm not saying you watch all day long, but you have it on in the background while you're doing stuff. You like replay that movie over and over.
Okay, so
and over
A Walk to Remember.
And over. And over again.
Let's see. Yeah. I don't know. There were several ones that I liked, and I just watched them.
I'm going to watch a movie again.
And The Office.
But, like, every night in a row, I can't watch the movie.
Here's why. I like to watch movies that I know what happens, because right before bed, if I watch something that I don't know what happens, then, like, it's like I can't mentally, like,
but
calm down.
Every single one of those movies has the same plot line.
I know. You say that about all my movies, but here's
they
what.
They do. They're in love with one guy, then they leave him and go fall in love with another guy, and then they end up happily ever after.
Oh, my goodness.
And another
That's
person.
That's not all the movies I watch, babe.
Is it not?
It's really not.
Name one that's not.
There's a lot of them. I can't think right now.
Exactly. Because
they're
all the same.
Whatever. I love you.
I love you, too, but every guy knows it's the same.
Whatever. Whatever. Well, I'm glad you came on the show. And thank you guys for listening. This was a bunch of random conversations by Matt and Carrie Aller.
It's a year and a half or a year and 9 months of not talking. This is what you get.
I am watching our cat Mittens make a really stupid decision right now. She's balancing on one of my pictures that I have. Okay,
oh,
good.
She made it.
Okay. Oh, my gracious.
She's got 6 lives left.
Yeah. Anyway, but thanks for being on the show, babe.
Thank you.
And I'll have to have you on the show again, of course.
Yeah.
It won't be so long this next time, like you know, until you come back and talk on it.
Love you.
Love you. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye, guys.